front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, a lot of stations don't carry this first five, but a ton of people tune in on the web, so I'm going to have a little fun here. We need a little fun, a little joke here to lighten things up before I hit all this other hardcore news. I've got military news. I've got leftist opening the borders, invasion news all over the country. What's happened with the Haitians? It's really gotten a lot of attention. I've got Bernie Sanders admitting that they lie to the public. I've got DEI diversity strikes, small Polish town, foreigners arrested after bloody brawl. We've got MSNBC going after Musk. We've got parents sue school district. We'll tell you why. More pervert crap. More Chinese spies being busted, working for the Democrats at the highest levels. It is all coming up. And huge Russia news. Ukraine government collapsing as panic. Zelensky purges officials. It's all coming up. But here is a couple of clips dealing with Kamala.
So you know how those lids are, because this is, well, I'm just going to speak, okay? So this is it. So you know how those lids on those Starbucks cups, they're white, right? And so if you wear lipstick, they get all over the lid. And so then I find myself in meetings if I'm the only woman, and that's kind of, and so I keep taking the lid off and having my cup out so that I don't have that big lipstick mark on the lid. So I said, can we do something about the color of the lid? So that was that conversation.
We're gonna tax them, okay? 25% on unrealized gains.
That's gonna crash the entire economy.
Bro, you ain't got the 100 million.
Huh? No, her plan would crash the stock market. That hurts working people. It hurts everyone.
Bro, you complaining. You ain't even got 100 million, bro. Bro, why you worried?
Well, because...
You think you gotta pay the wealth tax? Bro, you don't got 100 million, bro.
Bro. You don't understand. My concern is that forcing the best performing stockholders to sell off 25% of their earning shares would completely crash the market forever. And all we stand to gain is enough to pay for less than 1% of Kamala's proposed budget.
Bro.
Yeah.
I don't get it. You don't got 100 million, bro. No. You don't know you don't got 100 million, bro. No, you don't. I got 100 million.
Okay, the best case scenario, best case, it raises enough to fund the government for less than 3 days. 3 days. That's what you want to risk the entire economy on. 3 days of revenue.
Bro,
you understand?
Bro, wait, listen.
I'm telling you.
Bro,
you don't.
Listen.
I got 100 million.
What are you not understanding? This has consequences for the entire economy. Everyone's 401k will crash. All of the capital's going to move, and we have the largest stock market in the world. Do you understand that?
Economists don't like this idea.
Do those economists got 100 million?
No, they don't.
Oh, wow. Look, I'm Donald Trump. I think I'm so cool because I got shot. What a loser.
Are people seriously pretending that looks cool? He did a photo op because he heard a loud noise? Loser!
Ugh, who's impressed with this guy?
America will never be defeated! USA! 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 USA!
Wow, now he's juggling. Will you go to magic camp? Who is this supposed to impress?
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
As if we're supposed to be intimidated by this. Oh my gosh.
Oh, this just in. Joe Biden just bravely and heroically dropped out of the race with an extremely courageous...
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I don't usually say things on air just to make mainstream news. I really don't care about it. But as soon as I said it last night on the Sunday show, I knew it was going to end up being all over the news, and it's all over the place. Been picked up on TV, publications, TMZ, CNN, Daily Mail, you name it. But, I mean, I really meant it. There have been leaks. It's come out that Kamala Harris drinks a lot of vodka, okay? And it's come out that they're putting Biden on all sorts of drugs to get him up and then also to put him to sleep. So he could do something in the middle of the day. They could put him back to sleep, come out at night, but they had problems. They had a medical emergency, and they swapped him out for Kamala. We broke that when it was coming out with Charlie Kirk and others. And then a month later, they go, yeah, he had a medical emergency. We covered it up in Vegas. They flew him back to Delaware. So I said on last night's show that Kamala is clearly on a Xanax-type drug with alcohol most of the time. She has huge performance anxiety. If you saw her 2 weeks ago on CNN, where it was like she was the little kid at the little kid table, she's sitting down about a foot below them and looking up like she's totally freaked out. And she had to have Tim Walz there. They taped for hours. They only aired 20-something minutes. They tried to demand a script of what was going to be put out. They agreed to 17 minutes, but then CNN actually put out about 10 minutes more, or exactly 10 minutes more, 27 minutes. She's a wreck. This is the only interview she's done since they removed Joe Biden, what, 45, 50 days ago? I guess it's more than 50 days now. So they had to keep aiming the camera down, 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 because she kept squatting down deeper into the seat. And if you look at her, she looks like she's on Xanax and or alcohol or both. I mean, look at her. She's bombed out of her gourd. She's slurring her words. Her skin is hanging on her face. But then other times, like the DNC, when she read up a teleprompter for 15 minutes and could barely do it, she was blazing like a Christmas tree. And if you've ever seen somebody on, say, Molly or ecstasy, they're glowing when they're on it. They're like, whoa, they're like a Christmas tree. And I think she looked like, and I've seen a lot of people on drugs. I haven't taken a lot of drugs myself, but I've taken Molly before. I've taken acid before. I've taken mushrooms before. I've never claimed I'm a priest here and, Mr. Perfect. I mean, growing up in high school, a little bit in college, I tried this, I tried that. Hell, I've taken mushrooms and acid with Joe Rogan, 20-something years ago, or maybe 15 years ago, whatever, whenever it was. I've known Joe 25 years, so I think it's about, I don't know, the point is, and Joe doesn't hide any of that. He's a super health guy now. But the point is, he was always a health guy, but the point is that I know what this stuff looks like, okay? I mean, you can be at a club or you can be out at the beach and you see two women glowing and their pupils are dilated. And you're like, are you ladies on Molly? And they're like, yeah, want to go to our hotel room? I know what it looks like, okay? And I've certainly been around women that are on it a lot more than I've taken it. But you shouldn't take it, by the way, folks. You take it one time, it's the greatest thing ever, but then it changes all the chemicals in your brain, and after that, the chemicals are depleted. And so I'm not here advertising Molly to people. But the point is, I know what Molly looks like. I know what women on Molly looks like. And I've said it probably 20 times over the years. You girls on Molly? Yeah, how'd you know? Want some? And so, I mean, I've been around people on Molly. Go to parties, go wherever. Oh, my gosh. And I'm not even a party animal. I mean, I've not, you know, even gone to a lot of parties for a decade. But, I mean, this stuff is everywhere. You can't swing a stick at an executive meeting or a retreat or a political event. I mean, yeah, even the Republicans are on it. I mean, hell, the prescriptions came out under Trump, what was being written at the White House for people, and it was like all sorts of hard drugs. Okay, so let's just be honest. It goes on. D.C. is bombed out of its brain. America uses more drugs than any other country per capita by double. And then when you look at D.C. or L.A., I can tell you how many times I was out in L.A. doing a movie or a documentary or going on a TV show, and I would just get invited to somebody's house for dinner. And then after dinner, 20 women show up. Just, it's routine. You're some movie star's house. 20 women, if it's a high-level one, 20 women show up. Some of them super gorgeous. All of them beautiful. Sometimes, like, women so beautiful, you're like, God almighty. And a guy walks in, walks over to the table, and just opens a briefcase. This has happened repeatedly. Or opens a bag up, and it's every drug you can imagine. Remember Harvey Weinstein, the famous photo. Type in Harvey Weinstein photo of his drug briefcase or photo of his drug bag. And it's this, he's on an airplane, didn't even hide it. And he just opens this briefcase and there's just all these drugs, including Molly, in there. So TMZ, the Daily Mail, all of them are Jones makes outrageous. Yeah, there's Hunter S. Thompson taking adrenochrome. Alex Jones has made this totally insane statement that is not based in reality at any level, that he thinks she'll probably be on Molly. And they cut the clip down that's going viral where I describe it, that I've seen what people look like on it, and they glow like Christmas trees. Okay? I mean, if somebody's peeking on Molly, they literally glow, particularly women. And I saw Kamala at the DNC when she walked out. I was covering it live. And I said, she is on a big fat dose of Molly. And that is what, she has serious performance anxiety. That's what the drug was basically produced for, to get couples back together, but it causes brain bleeds when you take too much of it. It's a very dangerous drug, folks. And my point is, because people take it, it's so good that they're taking it every week. And then I've known people that became Molly heads, particularly, you know, in my life, women, and like you meet them 5 years later and they're like a zombie. So don't I'm telling people don't take it. Plus, most of it that's out there isn't even real anymore. And UT's all involved in secret projects I learned about through sources, producing all these variants of it that are synthetic that the government's using for massive control. I mean, the CIA has retreats where they take Molly and they take mushrooms and they take ayahuasca and they take ketamine drips, which can do a lot. I've never done it, but you know, some people that are alcoholics, you can take and do these sessions. And if you do it right, we're talking like 95%, you know, success rate, not want to drink again. So these drugs have some good effects if it's done medically. But I know people that went to a high level State Department intelligence meeting recently, and they were all there doing, you know, rituals, and they call it meditation, and like it's State Department intelligence Bureau that actually runs the CIA. This was just a few months ago, and they were, what do you think they were doing? Who do you think developed all this stuff? Who do you think rolled this out on the public? And so the idea that Kamala Harris is not taking Molly, I bet you everything I've got that if she got a real drug test the morning after, or even for a few weeks after the debate tomorrow night, that she's on half a hit of Molly. They're not going to give her too much. But she has performance anxiety. That's why she comes off as totally retarded. She's not that smart. But I think I've nailed it here, and I think they're upset that I know. And again, it's easy to see what Biden's on. He's on medical-grade injectable meth. So is RFK. So is Adolf Hitler. I mean, this is in the history books, people. So, InfoWars Alex Jones claims Kamala is going to be whacked out on drugs during debate with Donald Trump. And again, the clip's on TMZ. Alex Jones is well known for his nutty conspiracy theories, but his latest one about Kamala Harris is completely outrageous. Jones predicted on his right-wing InfoWars broadcast, Harris will take, wait for it, hallucinogenic drugs before Tuesday debate against Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Well, Molly is a hallucinogen with a speed, basically. So that's what I explained. It's different. Specifically, Jones said Harris, the Democratic presidential candidate, will be bombed out of her gourd on Molly, a synthetic drug that alters your mood and prescription and creates health risk. Jones also claimed Harris looked like a kite with big pupils. I said she was high as a kite at last month's Democrat National Convention in Chicago. And the craziness didn't stop there. Oh, no. Jones stated Harris was drunk and on Xanax during her recent CNN interview with host Anna Bash. Yeah, you look at this woman, and she's clearly drunk or on Xanax or both, or Valium. Or maybe she's on way more hydroxine. Like a third of the kids in America are on now. And you know, I've never taken it, but I read about this. That's what I do. I mean, a low dose of hydroxine just relaxes every person. But you take two or three of them, and then you drink two beers, you are on cloud cuckoo. And you can see it. She is higher than a kite here. So, Jones went on to theorize Kamala's alleged drug use due to her serious performance anxiety. He expects Harris will fall flat on her face without a teleprompter at the debate with Trump. As you know, and it goes on. Here's another one. Alex Jones makes outrageous prediction about Kamala Harris ahead of debate against Donald Trump. Daily Mail. Alex Jones wildly claimed that Harris will be taking ecstasy before her debate with Donald Trump to manage her anxiety. Jones, a longtime Trump supporter, allegedly, absurdly said his InfoWars that Harris is going to be on drugs and going to be bombed out of her gourd. Well, Trump has said he wants a drug test for Biden. And I think Trump should challenge her. I think he should bring a CBS or whatever store drug test. They're like $50. He should say, hey, I'll go in the bathroom and piss in this, and you go in there and piss in it, too. People love that reality of that. It's just hardcore. And say, and I bet you everything I got, you're on a bunch of hard drugs. You know it. You know it. And then they're like, oh, Jones is ridiculous. He said the sky's blue and the sun's yellow and that fishies swim in the water and that birds fly in the sky and that doggies bark. Kitty cats meow. So that's where they are. And it's a joke. And she's totally desperate. Her campaign never launched. All the hype fell totally flat on its face. And now you've got all these big celebrities from The Rock to Elton John coming out saying Trump's a great guy. They don't know what to do other than fraud. And that leads me to this next report. Election rigging. Pennsylvania court rules election officials cannot reject mail-in ballots with incorrect or misleading dates on envelopes. That's at InfoWars.com, repost of naturalnews.com. Very important. It's happening all over the country. We're having some good stuff in Texas and other states, but the Democrat states, some of the battlegrounds are saying, nope, we're going to do the same fraud again. America braces for perfect storm of election chaos. Oh, Trump knows he's losing, all the Democrat Party say, and so he's going to challenge. You're not supposed to do that, though they do it all the time. Trump threatens to jail Kamala donors, rhetoric against adversaries escalates. Now he said, if you steal the election or you get caught in fraud, we'll put you in jail. You should say that. That's the law. And he has said he'll sign an executive order to guard people that are engaged in censorship with the government if you're a federal employee. That's good. Trump vows to go after campaign donors in threat over election fraud, citing 2020 skullduggery, and calls for constitutional amendment targeting at Kamala. And here's his actual statement. When I win, the people that cheated will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. This illegal exposure extends to lawyers, political operatives, donors, illegal voters, and corrupt election officials. They're criminally charging Trump and a lot of his supporters for simply exposing the election fraud, and they've been proving it. But none of the judges in late 2020, early 2021 would look at the evidence, and the media ran the headline, there was no evidence. They would not look at the evidence anywhere. And now that the evidence is coming out, it's proving it conclusively. Trump pledges to jail opponents, baselessly suggests election will be stolen. The State Department for 60, 70 years runs around the world, since World War II, so it's 80, runs around the world policing everybody's elections. And if you don't have paper ballots, count at the precinct and tallied there, they say that's number one source of fraud. And you can't trust an election that has that. We have that. And if they say you can't challenge an election and try to jail people questioning it, that's the number two big sign. And they go all the way down the line. If the machines can be remotely accessed, that's the third point. Well, the CIA 3 years ago, 2 years ago, shipped in the machines. It's all been released in the news to Brazil. And the CIA and Justice Department advised Lula how to go after him and how to take him off the ballot and ban him from running for 8 years and how to indict Bolsonaro. And Lula had a parade this weekend for Brazilian independence from Portugal and literally drove for miles and miles down the roads, and there was no one there except a review stand with about 500 people in it at the end of it, where he got up and gave a speech. Meanwhile, Bolsonaro had over 4 million people in the streets. It was incredible. So they don't want you questioning that. Now, obviously, and this shot we're showing is not even a good one. There's one that we showed yesterday that shows on top of a building, and it just goes back for like 5 miles. And the crowds are just ultra massive. And you compare it to Lula, no one there. Bolsonaro routinely gets 3-4 million out on the streets. It's just amazing. So, I know you're like me. I don't have to do any market research every time I think something and I have an opinion. It's what the general public has. It's just common sense. And I know that I am super hyped about tomorrow's debate. And again, I don't just say something to hype people up. I said, we're going to cover the DNC. I think it's going to be horrible, but we'll at least get clips of their lying and counter them. And those did go viral. And I was surprised by the millions of people each night that tuned in because it was horrible to watch. But I guess people want to see the enemy. And I said, this will be horrible to watch. I don't expect you to watch because I'm not going to hype it up. Oh, it's going to be great. Watch these idiots tonight. No. This, you don't need to believe me. You already know it's true. This is going to be crazy. And I should have probably budded you some time today to just open the phones up. I know we got some big guests tomorrow. Remind me, crew, after the show, because I produce the show. I mean, the producers help, and they produce it too. But by producing, I make the big decisions, and a lot of times that's an issue because I need to be made. I need to be reminded to open the phones up for at least 2 hours tomorrow. I should probably do the fourth hour, too, and I'll be covering the war room and after at 6 o'clock, straight coverage right through to the debate and all of it that we'll be streaming and we'll be airing with limited commentary. If you don't want our commentary during it, you get all the clean feeds out there. So people still, some complain, hey, I'm tuning in and you're, I mean, most people like it because you scream at the television just like I do. There's just a bigger format of that with millions of people watching and listening. But if you don't want the equivalent of Archie Bunker yelling at the television and maybe you're meathead and you know, you like Kamala, this will not be the feed for you. And we'll put a clean feed out, too, on Band.video and on X. But I will be here, and the crew will be here, and we are going to nail it, absolutely nail it, tomorrow night because I have got butterflies. I feel electricity because she's desperate. She's way behind. Stick a fork in her. She's done unless they kill Trump or unless they slip Trump something, and you know, which they've tried, believe me, and he's not all there. She'll have a few zingers the media can grab on, kind of like stealing from Reagan, like, there you go again, or, well, I promise in this campaign not to make my opponent's youth and inexperience an issue. When they were saying he was too old. But those were real Reagan zingers, and he did win the debate, and he won that election in 49 states. They're going to try to have some zingers by her, and then act like, oh, look, she hit him. She got him. Killer blow. It's over. She won. But that's not going to be the case because Trump is a good debater. And I expect him, unless they try to control it by not having those questions, and Trump needs to go off question. If they don't have the questions about her criminal justice tyranny and locking up all the black people and putting parents in jail the first time their kid missed school and having innocent people on death row she knew were innocent, it later came out she knew. I mean, Tulsi knows how to nail her. Tulsi was winning those debates, remember, in the primary, and then they just took her out. And then Kamala couldn't get 2%, and then she got zero votes in the primaries. But back during the debates, she had less than 2%. The woman has never accomplished anything but get on her knees to Willie Brown and take care of his Willie. So we're going to be laying all of this out tomorrow night. I am extremely, extremely fired up about this, and Trump destroys her, he gets another 5 points because unlike the DNC that didn't have a lot of viewers, this is going to have massive viewers. I predict that we'll have on the streams total tomorrow night. We put out 4 or 5 of them. 15 million people watching. And, you know, you look at people like Posobiec now, and Charlie Kirk, they're getting 15 million views for things like this that weren't even Trump's debate. Like Trump-Biden debate. And that's the great thing. I mean, Elon Musk had over 1 billion people click on the Trump interview, and then hundreds of other channels I saw had 5, 10, 15 million. We had over 15 million people watch our live stream of that with commentary. So, again, think about that, that the DNC might have gotten 7 million people a night. My coverage of Elon Musk and the Trump interview had 15 million views. That night it ended about 8, 9 million. By the next day, last time I looked, it was 15 million. One of our streams had like 8 million. One had like 6 million. One had 3 million. It was so think about that. It's not about me going, oh, I got a bunch of streams, a bunch of viewers. It's about the fact that Trump last week's like, man, you know, the alternative media is really taking a lot of steam out of the mainstream media. They're not the mainstream media. They have the corporate funding. They have the fancy sets. They have lots of repeaters and parrots that say the same thing to create the illusion that they're the majority. But even the dumbest, most unconscious people, that control is slipping away, and they're really starting to see it. Because Trump's really smart, but he's 78 years old and grew up, you know, watching TV and listening to the radio, and he still thinks ABC News is important. Yeah, they're important to expose. They've still got some dummies listening to them, but at the end of the day, they're a fraud. Now, we're going to break in 2 minutes. And here's the problem. You try to cover all the illegal aliens and all the different crime syndicates and all the stuff across the nation, it gets lost in translation. But if you hone in on a town in Colorado or a town in Ohio or a town in New Jersey or, you know, even some rural area in South Dakota that suddenly had, you know, a town of 10,000 had 5,000 what have yous put in there. Just like in Europe, North Africans are just brought in. I saw articles where the village of 107 had 1,000 North African migrants placed in it a few years ago. Oh, small Italian fishing village of 500 has 3,000 hotel told to kick its guest out to put the North Africans in. I mean, those are real stories. You can pull them up over the years. And we see them every day. I'm just using some of the more well-known ones. You can just type in what I said and you'll pull it up. 20,000 and counting Haitians, military-age men, the ones that can get here, that have criminal backgrounds, some are mentally ill. They're the ones that can get on the boats that come across. The Coast Guard is on record, and I got a clip of it, saying they're ordered to help them get in. And then they organize them in these camps, brainwash them, give them cell phones, make them Democrat Party people, and then ship them to Republican towns in battleground states like Ohio and Colorado and Michigan and Arizona and Pennsylvania. And so you're sitting there in a medium-sized town, and it's already 20,000 and counting Haitians that Kamala Harris, she now brags, as the borders are, and brags, oh, I brought in just the last few months, I got the clip, 100,000 Haitians. Yeah, and she had them sent to these towns, and they're robbing people, turning over cars, burning things, eating your cats, your dogs, the ducks, the chickens. That's what if you look at a satellite image of Hispaniola, that's what the island used to be called before it got split between Spain and France. One side, Haiti's deforested, the other's not. They eat everything. It's like army ants. We'll come back and talk about it.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Is their programs come to an end? The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with the circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get it 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think, I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does his sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I have so many clips of, quote, migrants barbecuing people's cats and dogs. We actually have footage of this in Europe and the United States. And Roger wasn't even joking. In Florida, where he said there's a lot of Haitians that come from places with no running water, no nothing, and you just eat whatever you can eat. You look at satellite photos of Haiti, that is, you know, half of the island, and the other half is Dominican Republic, was known as Hispaniola. And there's almost no trees in Haiti. So they've eaten the lizards, the turtles, the ducks, the chickens. And they're just roving gangs, robbing everybody. The Clintons came in and totally robbed it, stole $4 billion, shipped out a bunch of kidnapped kids. But Haiti was already in trouble. It's never been stable. You know, the French ran it. And when they left, it was, you know, just the slaves there that were growing sugarcane to make rum. It was an island where they made rum, where they got the sugar and then shipped it off and made rum on another island. So they bring these folks here who have generations of malnutrition. You give babies baby formulas and a mother's milk. They have smaller brains. All that too happens. And you've literally got, and I'm not saying all Haitians are bad people. They're not. It's just that, you know, it's serious. And they're just bringing them here by the millions. There's 2 million from Venezuela the last 4 years. over a million from Haiti, and just in one little swath, you know, Kamala did 100,000. And she talked about it when she was the border czar. And the residents, whether they're black or white, they are sick of it because they had a nice town. And, of course, Springfield has always been more conservative, so the left bombs them with the, quote, migrants that they control, that they sign up for welfare. But these Haitians are even having trouble staying in contact with the Democrats and even following their orders, so they're just getting thrown out on the street, and there's just roving gangs wandering around. So let's go to Kamala talking about giving the gift of these folks, 20,000 to Springfield alone.
That is why, also, starting with our administration, we gave TPS, temporary protected status, to Haitian migrants, 55,000. And then more recently, we extended temporary protected status to over 100,000 Haitian migrants for that very reason, that they need support, they need protection.
They need support, they need protection after the Clintons are hated there universally and on record looting them twice. So I feel sorry for the Haitians. Of course, there's all the devil worship, the voodoo, where the devil's in control, you have hell. They've got Caribbean islands that are mainly black, that are Christian, and they got, you know, good standard of living, beautiful businesses, but you got the occult. The wages of sin or death, very, very sad. So Haiti is about as bad as it gets in the world, arguably the worst place on earth. And so continuing, here's a local in Springfield talking about what it's like.
And I'm done with what I'm seeing. It is so unsafe in my neighborhood anymore. I have the homeless that were trying to camp out, and I have made concessions with them, and I try to help them the best I can to keep them from trying to squat on my property. But it is so unsafe. I have men that cannot speak English in my front yard screaming at me, throwing mattresses in my front yard, throwing trash in my front yard. And I can't. Look at me. I weigh 95 pounds. I couldn't defend myself if I had to. My husband is elderly. And last night, after living in this home for 45 years, he said, Noelle, guess what? It's time to pack up and move. He said, we can't do this anymore. He said, it's killing both of us mentally. I don't understand what you expect of us as citizens. I mean, I understand they're here under temporary protected status and you're protecting them. And I understand that our city services are overwhelmed and understaffed. But who's protecting us? If we're protecting them, who's protecting me? I want out of this town. I am sorry. Please give me a reason to stay. Thank you.
Thank you.
These are all insane. Let's play clip 10.
I was out and about yesterday, driving around Springfield. I was looking at the giant holes in some of our buildings. I noticed all of the old familiar spots bearing new signs in an unfamiliar language. I watched as groups of strangers walked around the city like lost tourists, and it was like a punch in the gut. A terrible sadness came over me, and I began to cry. I immediately started to think back to when I was little, walking from my grandma's house on South Fountain through downtown and all the way to Snyder Park, going to Wren's to get new school clothes and shoes, the excitement of the mall for lunch at the Blue Fox, or even better, to see Santa, riding down High Street, admiring the beauty of those stately homes and their amazing architecture, dropping pennies in the fountain and making wishes. And now, all those warm memories are becoming fuel to the fire of anger inside of me. I feel like we have been invaded by some sort of pest. I'm angry that my friends and family are packing up and moving away. I'm angry that foreigners are using up the resources that were set up for the Americans that reside here. I'm angry that another country's flag was being flown in our city. I'm angry when I see our businesses and recreational areas littered with garbage left by people that do not know or understand our laws and culture and are making no attempt to learn about them. And let me be clear, this is not about race. This is about people being given the privilege of coming here from another country and having no respect for our people, our land, or our life's work. People living their life here the way they did in Haiti, angry, stealing, polluting, living in filth, and acting like animals. These are not civilized people. Opening containers in our grocery stores, helping themselves to what's inside, and throwing the rest onto the shelves and floors. pulling off of the highway to publicly clean and gut the roadkill lying there in front of anyone that passes by, stealing animals from farmers and leaving their severed heads at the side of an old school where children play, relieving themselves in public, making some barbaric stew out of the birds that live in our park. This is insanity, and it has to stop. What will become of Springfield? Where will we be in 5 years? The thought terrifies me. Will it be some sort of dystopian wasteland with most of our original residents having moved away and those that cannot afford to move being locked inside their homes, living in fear? This thought is keeping me awake at night. I just want the old Springfield back. I know it was far from perfect, but at least it was still ours. Thank you.
This is like a zombie invasion, ladies and gentlemen. If you know how hellish Haiti is, you'd understand. So we'll also pull up footage, as I've seen the footage, and I thought I sent it, of them tumping over cars, burning things, wandering around with machetes in Miami, in Springfield, Ohio. They're shipping them everywhere. And that's just the Haitians, ladies and gentlemen. Then all the Islamics and the rest of it, and the women in the burkas, and you go to a restaurant, and they're pulling their burka up and eating spaghetti under it. Here's a Springville. The guy's killed a goose, it looks like. Or is that a dog? Zoom in on that. It's a goose. Okay, I got it right. I mean, folks, I mean, this is crazy town. Here's another Springfield, Ohio man. Says Haitian illegals are decapitating ducks in parks and eating them. Accuses commission members of getting paid off for allowing it. Well, yeah, the Democratic Party, Alexander Soros. Let's put Alexander Soros on screen. He's in charge of the operation now. It's funny to him. He hates this country. Here's a clip.
I think it's like kind of odd that like a guy like me has to come out from doing what I do on a daily basis to have fun, because I see what's going on in these streets, and I see you guys just sitting up there in them comfy chairs and suits, and like, and I'm getting out here every day and I'm broadcasting this, and you guys are just sitting up there in suits or something. Like, I really challenge you guys to get out here and do something. These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They're running into, they flipping cars in the middle of the street. And I don't know how, like, y'all can be comfortable with this. Like, I don't know, like, who's getting paid from this. I honestly feel like someone's getting paid from it in the background. They dropping, that you got a bunch of people on a bus getting dropped off at a gas station to come
by
down.
By the way, hit pause. Back in 10 seconds. See, these are regular, hardworking people. Black, white, Hispanic, old, young. And they don't study politics. They just know you're getting paid to do this. Yeah, the Democrats all sign them up for welfare, get a piece of it, just like with the homeless. And then they use them for voters. So, yes, they're getting paid. New York is going to spend $5 billion next year. They've already spent $4 billion this year on illegal aliens. And they give them driver's license. But the issue with the Haitians is they're cavemen, folks. I mean, they literally come from a place with no running water, no nothing, and it's just kill or be killed. It's very sad. Let's continue.
Like, who's getting paid from this? I honestly feel like someone's getting paid from it in the background. They dropping, you got a bunch of people on a bus getting dropped off at a gas station to come down here. I know a single mom that FaceTimed me tonight, FaceTimed me this morning at the welfare office that really needs something. And it's nothing but immigrants over there. And I don't even want to like seem like I'm coming down on the immigrants, because it's the people that's bringing them down here. Because wherever they're at, that's what they're used to, bro. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like, y'all get the Highway State Patrol down here every week, and then y'all get like a task force for the Highway State Patrol, and they look for guns and they look for dope and this and that and the fourth. That same people that y'all got riding up and down Limestone doing U-turns, pulling people over for blinkers and pulling people over for like going left to center and like a couple miles over, like, y'all can take them same people, the Highway State Patrol, and you can take them in every single one of their silver Chargers and Dodge Durangos, and y'all
pause
take them
again. Back in 10 seconds. This guy is so dead on. In Aurora, in Denver, in all these places, they will not arrest illegal aliens, even if they commit murder or attempted murder, or they let them out on $1,000 bail if they get forced to arrest them, because they say there's not a problem and that it's a fantasy. What is going on? No, it's not a fantasy. But you could turn the Haitians loose in New York. You wouldn't have a rat problem anymore because they eat them. That's where they come from. The worst third world country on earth is Haiti. And we're going to bring millions of them here. And then not even rehabilitate them or put them in school. Or just here on the streets now. Yeah, you get a welfare check. So they're wearing nice clothes and got a cell phone. And they spend that money on that. And they go rob and steal for the rest of it. The Democrats get a cut of it. And then if the police do their job and arrest them, the Soros DAs that are in control of almost every town and city in the country, just turn them loose. $1,000 bail. Oh, you shot somebody. $1,000. No big deal. Go do it again. This guy's dead on. They cut the police here in Austin. Won't prosecute crime. The governor sends to the state police. All they do is write tickets. And I've seen reports. I've been looking for them. And by that, I mean, it's in the news everywhere. Local news. Some of these corrupt jurisdictions are seizing people's cars for no reason and just stealing them. The government is criminal, folks, and it's at war with us. Not all the government, but a large part of it now. Let's finish up with what he's saying.
Y'all can take them same people, the Highway State Patrol, and you can take them in every single one of their silver Chargers and Dodge Durangos, and y'all can take them to Sunset, and y'all can park them right over there, and y'all can teach people how to drive, since the Highway State Patrol knows so much how to know so much about traffic laws and know what to do in traffic. They need to, y'all pay them. They can go over there and teach these Haitians how to drive, because it's getting up. Bro, I'm getting thousands of views on these, and it's going to get bigger and it's only going to get worse. And y'all sitting up there in these chairs, y'all, all y'all need to get out here and do something. Y'all making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Y'all need to put on a t-shirt and some Crocs, and then y'all need to come out here in these streets, and y'all need to go out here and I'm out here before the police is. Like, y'all need to do something, bro. Y'all really got to stand on business. Y'all getting paid all this money just to wear a suit and sit in a chair.
Whoever this local guy is, and I've seen his channel. I don't know why I didn't send it to you. I forget his name. I want him on the show. Because the globalists and their minions count on us not exposing it and the mainstream media not covering it. But we're the media now. Yeah, it's all in the article on InfoWars.com. I want him on the show. Pronto, please. Tell the producers. All right. Let's finish up.
We got to do something, bro. It's kids out here getting hurt. Like, only reason I even went on here and said something about it is because somebody told me they walking from the school and a Haitian almost ran into them. And who is getting paid? Like, how much money is y'all really getting paid, like, to bring them over here? Like, I know it's deeper than them. I know that's where they come from, and that's what they do. That's their country. I don't know what they got going on over there, but they can't do that over here. And if y'all just getting paid from it and then y'all ain't doing nothing about it, I think that's super weird, bro. Y'all got to stand on business. Y'all got to really, like, step up. Like, it's lame, bro. Like, for real.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And let's be clear. These people got here in the last 3.5 years, most of them now. How the hell do they have cars? And you look at the videos, they're wearing fancy shoes, shirts, pants, cell phones, cars. Because they get welfare checks. They get money as, quote, migrants. And then they just run around all day robbing people. And they're nice compared to the Venezuelan gangs. They're not gangs. They're just like zombies. Here's a woman in Springfield arrested for eating a woman's cat. Here's the video.
What did you do? Why'd you kill the cat?
Smile for me.
Smile over to you. Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? No, why'd you kill it? Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with it.
Did you see her eating it?
Eating it.
She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
You call the Humane Society, see if they'll come pick this cat up. It's deceased.
Laying on the ground, eating a dead cat in a pool of blood. Now, for those that haven't covered Haiti, we've sent reporters there many times. I've not been. But I've sent reporters when they had to land during hurricanes and earthquakes, you know, on dirt runways. We have armed people with them. They always try to get robbed. There's just women, children being raped, just total lawlessness, feces running down the streets, and people just flopping around voodoo, demon-possessed everywhere. I mean, if you haven't studied Haiti, you think I'm joking. I could dig up the videos and show them to you. And it's not like we're picking the bad stuff. That's why Conan O'Brien once, they now send to a private beach there, they fence off. Conan O'Brien went and said, oh, Haiti's great, you ought to come here. He never went on the land. Oh, Haiti's great this time of year. So sad. I mean, I've got so many more clips. Here's J.D. Vance talking about the problem. Here it is.
Chairman Brown, I'd like to ask unanimous consent to submit a letter for the record from the city of Springfield and our state, the southwestern part of our state, which I think highlights a very real example of this particular concern, straight from the horse's mouth itself. And now this letter, I want to quote from it. Springfield has seen a surge in population through immigration that has significantly impacted our ability as a community to produce enough housing opportunities for all. Springfield's Haitian population has increased 15 to 20,000 over the last 4 years in a community of under 60,000 previous residents, putting a significant strain on our resources and ability to provide ample housing for all of our residents. And in quote there, and Mike.
No objection. So
thank you. In my conversations with folks in Springfield, it's not just housing. They're trying to build 5,000 new housing units, which is a very Herculean task in a town of about 55,000 people. But it's also hospital services, it's school services, there's a whole host of ways in which this immigration problem, I think, is having very real human consequences.
So imagine, that's a pretty small town, and they put 20,000 and more there. Here's American citizen confirmed Springfield, Ohio, Haitian immigrants eating people's pets. The police officer describes 19-year-old illegal, kills 68-year-old Ohio woman speeding through a red light. Springfield, Ohio woman says homeless Haitians are attacking her camped out. Woman speaks at Springfield, Ohio commission meeting about Haitian migrants stopping her from getting assistance. Springfield, Ohio says car insurance rates are skyrocketing because of it. Springfield, Ohio mayor and city manager on Fox talking about Haitian migrants. I won't even get to all of these ahead of the next guest coming up because it's impossible. There's just too many of them. Mother shoots man climbing through daughter's bedroom. I mean, it's just, we got to go there. We got to cover this. That's why we need funds to get more reporters hired back and continue on. Hopefully we'll share here in a few months, but I'll get to that in a moment. Play Club 14.
Hey, Patriots. So I didn't want to believe what I'm about to tell you, but after researching, looking into it in Ohio, I actually have people out in Ohio. It turns out that there is accuracy to this story. So Springfield is a small town in Ohio. 4 years ago, it had about 60,000 residents. Under Harris and Biden, 20,000 Haitian immigrants were shipped to Springfield, Ohio. The Haitians, and I'm not saying all of them, but some of them are literally like going to parks, you know, how we feed the ducks or whatever. They are taking ducks and cutting their heads off and taking them home to eat them, to cook them and eat them. There was a neighbor that was missing her cat. She couldn't find her cat. One day she came home from work. As soon as she stepped out of her car, looked towards a neighbor's house where Haitians lived, and saw her cat hanging from a branch like you do, like a deer when you're field dressing or butchering. And they were carving the cat up to eat. They've been doing this to dogs. They've been doing it at Snyder Park with the ducks and the geese. This is Harris and Biden's. They flew these people in to Ohio. So if you're out in Ohio, please watch your animals. If you're anywhere, really.
All right, let's stop there. And it's happening all over the country. It goes on and on. Let's go ahead now. A police officer describes 19-year-old illegal killing somebody. Here it is.
At about 3:20 in the morning, we did have a fatal crash at the intersection of Stanley Avenue and Webster Street, where one person, a 68-year-old female, was deceased at the scene. She had stopped in to get a snack from the store and then was just heading to work right there at the Molly, waiting on the traffic light, and then an individual coming from Webster Street, ran the red light. We know that due to the video footage we have obtained. Striking that particular car, killing the driver, and then ultimately leaving on foot, fleeing from the scene. We are aware of his immigration status, and again, this is something that's not necessarily relevant to the traffic investigation and the crash, so that's something that somebody else will ultimately have to discuss.
Oh, yeah, it's not relevant. Woman speaks to Springfield City Commission about Haitian migrants stopping her from assistance. Springfield, Ohio. I want to come back and play a few more of these. The really important ones, the insurance rates have skyrocketed. So imagine you're a town of 58,000 people, and they stick 20,000 and counting, that's more than a third, extra illegal aliens from Haiti. And then, of course, they're above the law. This is all to bring down the United States of America, bankrupt it as fast as possible. This is the UN's plan to use imploded third world after the lockdowns to then bring these people in. That's the plan. We're going to go to break, come back, cover more of this. I got some other stuff I want to hit, then I'll hand the baton to the guest host. Who's the guest host? I've been so busy. It's always Gerald Celente on Monday. That's right. Does a great job. So, before I end this hour, we're putting up the best fight we can against the globalist. And I try to explain this to people. It's like a chemistry reaction. You've got to have, you know, whatever the ingredients are to make the reaction to create what you're trying to do. We've got to be on air. We've got to reach people. And we got hardcore guests, the most hardcore breaking news. I don't care what the globalists do to me. I'm not stopping. But you can have a rocket ready to, you know, put a satellite in orbit. If it doesn't have the fuel, it can't get off the ground. We've already gotten off the ground, but we need more fuel to continue missions. It's simple. I have ways to incentivize you to support us financially by really good products that enrich and power your life. Everybody needs to go to our great sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com. That has incredible nano silver products, the toothpaste, all of it with the nano silver and the tea tree and the iodine that's so good for your gums and whole body. The mouth is such a key area to keep healthy. Never had any toothpaste like this. It's amazing. drjonesnaturals.com. And then, of course, it's about to sell out. Next Level Foundational Energy is something you want to experience. It isn't a stimulant, but it has a stimulant effect, clean with no letdown. Most people cannot absorb folic acid properly, even if you eat a giant salad twice a day of spinach and chew it properly. You're still not going to get a fraction because folic acid is very hard to break down the body, but it's what you operate off of. Methylfolate is the concentrate, bioavailable, 100% gets processed in the cells, cleans them out, does incredible things, and it's got other compounds in it that supercharge you. It's incredible. Next Level Foundational Energy, selling out, drjonesnaturals.com, and that funds this operation and so many other great products there, like the nano silver, the silver bullet colloidal silver, all of it at drjonesnaturals.com. It's critical you support us. Thanks for the support. Go there now. I talk a lot about the high quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars, MD. The Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars, MD, at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose. With all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. But of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really you know, gives you a clean, focused mindset, just does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.